To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Then here's good news you'll love. Call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to find out more about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. Our attorneys will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you or you pay nothing. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to learn about our new Pay for Performance program. Appointment times are limited, so call 800-253-1473 and find the relief from credit card debt that you desperately need with the full weight of our attorneys behind you. 800-273, 800-253-1473.
Flag. I'm Brett Jackerman. Chris Jones, who was dismissed from the Louisville basketball team following charges of rape, was cleared of those charges today, along with two others, by a grand jury. The Titans hold the number one pick in tomorrow night's first round of the NFL draft, but the question is, will they hold on to it? ESPN reports the Browns have offered two first-round picks in exchange for the second pick overall. Baseball action this afternoon in an empty Camden Yards following the riots earlier this week. Baltimore and Chicago playing in front of nobody except for scouts. And right now in the top of the fourth, the Orioles with a commanding 7-0 lead. Six of those runs coming in the first inning off Jeff Samardzija. Chris Davis with a 3-run homer for the Orioles. His fifth. Top of the sixth in Minnesota, the Twins lead the Tigers by a score of 7-3. Trevor Plouffe has added his third home run of the year. And bottom of the seventh in New York, the Yankees and Rays are tied at 2 on Chris Young's fifth home run of the season. In the National League, one game going on right now. Top of the eighth, it's Milwaukee on top of Cincinnati by a score of 3-2. The Thunder have reportedly zeroed in on Billy Donovan to fill their coaching vacancy, with GM Sam Presti flying to Florida to meet with the Gators head coach. The Nets and Hawks meet in Atlanta tonight, even at 2. Darren Williams led the way in Game 4, tying a career playoff high with 35, and hopes his hot hand continues.
I just want to keep being aggressive like this throughout the series. You know, we evened it up. We're playing better as a team. We're figuring things out. And so, I just need to keep being aggressive like this.
The Grizzlies host the Blazers up 3-1 in Game 7 in the NHL tonight between the Red Wings and Lightning in Tampa. The winner moves on to face Montreal. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Doug Gottlieb, and I'm headed to Vegas for Mayweather Pacquiao. Listen Friday at 3 and Saturday at 2 Eastern right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Still trying to figure out what Chris Paul got called for a tee for with 4 minutes and change to go in a one-basket game, in a one-possession game, last night versus the San Antonio Spurs. A rule that I have long thought, should be changed in the NBA, came into play not once but twice against the LA Clippers. And the San Antonio Spurs, late into the night on the East, relatively late into the night on the West Coast as well, win their second game in Staples and retake home court advantage and have a 3-2 lead in the best of 7 series against the LA Clippers. We will discuss that in one moment. Rich Gannon's going to join us in about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll get his take on the budding NFL draft rumor of the day, which is the Cleveland Browns would package their two first-round picks to move up to the number 2 overall pick and take Marcus Mariota from the Oregon. Good move, bad move. And oh yeah, by the way, if it happens, it's bye-bye to Johnny Football. And what could they get in return? There's just a bunch of levels to it. I'll give you my take on it in 1 second. Just a reminder that next hour, not this hour, not right now. Don't call right now. When you hear this tone, that's when you call. Because it's time to legends. Floyd Mayweather, Manny Pacquiao, finally face off. History will be made. Don't miss the epic event. Mayweather versus Pacquiao this Saturday, May 2nd, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view. We want to help you pay for the fight with some extra money to help you throw your own fight party. Be the first caller who calls 855-2124-CBS. When you hear our special boxing bell over the next hour, you call for a chance to win a $250 Visa gift card plus 2 hats, shirts, posters. That's the first caller who calls 855-212-4CBS. All right. Pacquiao Mayweather. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network in 1 hour, we're going to bring you live coverage of the press conference. It's not the weigh-in. It's the press conference. Weigh-in crowds are crazy, are nuts. We're going to be out there live on Friday, right? So I think we'll have weigh-in coverage on CBS Sports Network Friday as well. So we'll be in Las Vegas. That's in 1 hour on CBS Sports Network. Quickly on Clippers versus Spurs before we get to the NFL draft. This is what Doc Rivers had to say about the officiating in the game.
Guys, I don't complain much. I thought we got some really tough calls tonight. Some brutal calls. You know, the travel on Blake, the goaltend on Matt, which wasn't a goaltend. You know, you think about the playoffs and their single possession games. Those possessions, those were crucial.
This is what Doc said about being confused.
Brian Hart, too. But God darn. Even CP's tech, I still don't have the explanation for that. And I want to find that out. Because when they make a shot, you have to throw it to the ref to get the ball back. And he got a tech for it. So, I'm just not sure of some things.
Now, you don't actually have to throw it to the official to get the ball back. All right? So, the ball goes through the net. Chris Paul is in a hand fight with Kawhi Leonard. And he threw the ball to an official who was looking at him and did catch the ball and probably was surprised by it. So, he rang him up. The problem in all three of the instances of blown calls, and he's right. Matt, being Matt Barnes, in the first half got a tip dunk that was absolutely positively not offensive goaltending. But they assumed, they first guessed, they anticipated the call, and they blew the call. In the second half, in the fourth quarter, Blake Griffin did not travel. But they assumed, they first guessed, they anticipated, and they got it wrong. And in this case, look, Chris Paul and the Clippers were complaining about the officiating. It was hand-to-hand combat. And he probably shouldn't have thrown it to the official, but he did wait till he was looking. And even if it caught you by surprise, you're allowed as an official to give a guy a look. And in that moment, you are supposed to be the adult in the room. Take the breath and go, did you just throw that at me? And if he looks twice at you, then you can bang him. But not with 4 and change to go. It was a pathetically officiated game, which I fear will add to another pathetically officiated game in Game 6, and the Clippers will bring it back for Game 7, and then it'll be a well-officiated game. There were some weird things going on between the officials and the sidelines last night. Credit the Spurs for coming behind, using the hack of DeAndre Jordan, but some weird stuff going on. All right, let's turn our attention to the upcoming NFL draft, which for the first time tomorrow is in Chicago, not in New York. That doesn't change a ton. Does add a little bit to a different kind of background. Matter of fact, Saturday's third day is going to be outside. Forever. And we're joined by former NFL MVP, Rich Gannon, who you can see tonight on CBS Sports Network, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Our Inside College Football Draft Special, the quarterbacks, will be the focus of that show tonight on Inside College Football. Rich, let me ask you, the rumor of the day is the Cleveland Browns packaging their two first-round draft picks and trading up to number two to take Marcus Mariota. Do you believe that that rumor is, in fact, accurate?
You know, look, Doug, I think there's certainly some conversations that have taken place, but I think it'd be a huge mistake on the part of the Browns. Look, you drafted Johnny Manziel last year. He was your first round, one of your first round picks, and you just feel like, you know what, you can't give up on him after, you know, 6 months and, you know, a couple opportunities to run around a little bit on the field. You know, he never really got a chance to play a lot. Obviously, it was a learning experience for him last year. You know, he failed in many respects to earn the respect of his teammates, but they went ahead and got Josh McCown, the veteran guy. You've got Johnny Manziel. I think you muddy the waters if you make that move to move up into the second overall pick and